So I'm talking about like fame and how some people get a little bit of fame and it goes to their head, right? My wife and I were talking about this just yesterday, how somebody gets a little bit of fame and they act different. And I bring this up too is because my podcast, the Corpus Christi Originals podcast, is gaining tractions, gaining followers really fast, rapidly, and just from using clips online. And I have a lot, handful, you know, a lot of people reaching out, wanting to get on the podcast. And then I have a lot of people that want advertisement to push their event. Like I had this lady message me, "Hey, can you share this? We have this event coming up, XYZ, whatever." And sometimes I think people push it like they feel obligated, like you need to promote this for me because you're a huge platform. I don't understand that because you have the same opportunity as me in that you can put content out, you can push content. You don't need me. That's how I'm seeing it. And I'm also seeing it that I have influence. And since I have influence, if you want to get on the show or if you want to promote your event, pay money for it. Just like any other company would pay for a marketing advertisement or something like that. If you really believe in my platform, put some money up, put some money where your mouth is, and, promote your event the way you want to. And I'll put it on my social medias for you. I'll even make a clip for, I even shout you out in the podcast, make a clip out of it and repost the clip. Why not? But if you do that, some people think, "Oh, he's just trying to get money and he doesn't care about the community." La 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 la. And it's like, well, then you don't understand my vision and what I'm trying to do. Stuff costs money. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm putting the cost on my community. No. Because you think about it too, I'm taking a risk in putting in promoting your event. Say I don't even know who you are, and you wanted me to promote your event. I gotta think twice too. Like, are you actually helping my community? The community that I'm building with my brand, with my podcast. So I don't know if that goes in line with fame. I might have got off track there. Excuse me. But fame, anyway, I mean, and then two, I'll get women in my DMs, like wanting to like talk to me to get on the show, and then sometimes they'll want to use, their looks and try to get me to notice them. And I see those little things, and I see those little things, and my wife's talking about them too. It's like a woman will do that. She said she was saying, like, they'll dress nicer, they'll do their hair, they'll put more makeup on to just to get that attention, And when she said that, I noticed that. It's like she's pointing out the obvious, and I notice it in the people that are trying to come on the show, the people that message me wanting to get on the show or wanting to, get to know me. Like when they message me, it's like a business to me, like it's professional. 'Cause some people message me like wanting to chat. I'm like, I'm not here to chat with you. Because it, like in my experience, like people like that, they want something. You know what I mean? That I could sense that they're like, Like this one lady, she was like, "Oh, I like your show and this and that." And I was like, "Okay, how can I help you?" "Oh no, I was just trying to make a suggestion and try to chat with you." I'm like, "I don't want to chat with you. I got a wife, I got kids, I got priorities. What do you want, basically?" You know, of course, I do it in a professional manner, the way I'm supposed to. But I'm just kind of, you know, talking as myself right now on my personal podcast. So when ladies come at me like that, that's automatically like red flag. Like, nah, I don't think you would be good for my community. I had another young lady, super young, like 20 years younger than me. And I don't know, I think she felt like she was entitled to an episode. You know, and I basically denied her. I told her no. I mean, I told her no. I don't, I mean, we don't, I told her no. She was asking to get on the podcast, and I told her no. In a professional manner, I told her, you know, whatever it was, I can't remember, but it was professionally done to where I was like, no. Basically, we don't think you're a good fit for the community or whatever, for my platform or whatever. And this young woman, she puts me on blast on Facebook, calls me out. Could be for rage baiting, could be for clicks, could be using my name for clout. That's how I see it. And she put me on blast, and I was like, whoa. She screenshotted our messages, and she put it on the video, which it seemed like it kind of backfired too, because I was reading some of the comments on that video, and some of the people were like, I can see why they wouldn't want you on their platform. And I was taken aback, because I was like, oh, because I thought it was going to be nothing but comments that were for her, like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, he should have you on the podcast, whatever, whatever. But no, there were some people that are actually like, oh, I can see why they don't want you on the podcast. You know, I can see why it's invite only, all this stuff. So that was very interesting. But anyways, like, fame going to the head of people, like, I can feel it sometimes too, because when I go out in public, people recognize me, right? And sometimes I notice myself like wanting to be recognized at the next place that I go to, because people have recognized me before in other places. And I can sense that, like, okay, you've got a little fame, you need to watch out with that, because you can want that attention, just like that young lady wanted attention to be in being on the podcast. So I noticed that the little bit of fame that I get, it's not a lot, it's just a little bit, is can be overwhelming to somebody who's not prepared for it. I think that's what my wife was saying. She was saying, like, they're not ready for it. They're not ready for the fame. Because they get it. As soon as they get it, they want more of it. Excuse me. And I understand that now, because I myself kind of fell victim to it. Have been recently, and I'm trying to figure out ways to not want to go into that and let it affect my personality or my character. So I have to remember what I'm doing, humble myself, and take the recognition as it comes, but at the same time, don't seek it. Because it seems like when I start to seek it, it becomes a kind of like an addiction or something that you enjoy feeling, to the point where people that you talk to, they get, it's like they notice you noticing the fame. And I don't want that. Because I sense that it's bad. That type, it's like a pride or something that's like, yes, I am the Corpus Christi Originals host. You know what I mean? I could sense that. And I know that it's not good. So that's, it's just one of those things that kind of sneaks up on you that you didn't expect. Because, like, when I go in public too, like, I don't like being in public to begin with. I'm an introvert. I don't like to be around people. And when people stare at me or look at me or stare at me, now I have to realize, like, oh, they probably see me on my podcast. That's why they're looking at me. otherwise, I would just give them a mean stare, like, what are you looking at? You know what I mean? Because sometimes I get that look a lot. Like, I went into a restaurant the other day. As soon as I walked in, I had this group of people stare at me like, they give you the stare like, why do you exist? You know what I mean? And it's funny because I look at them, look right back at them like, what are you looking at? You know what I mean? That type of look, and then they look away. But I don't know, got off on a tangent there. Thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. Today is November 15th, 2025. Check out the blog post. With this information put into blog post form at JesusHilarioH.com. If you want to check out my other podcast, it's called Corpus Christi Originals Podcast. And if you want to support the page, I've got some links down below. You can support, you can send me a Cash App or I think it's Stripe or a PayPal donation. Or you could just share this information with other people. You know, share this video. That's all good too. But thanks a lot, you guys. Have a good one. Bye.